Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
With my apologies to the World Series, if you know me for even a week, maybe two, I'll give you 2 weeks, you know that there are few things on this planet I care more about than animals. Obviously, I care about people more than animals, but animals give me great joy. It's the one redeeming quality of social media is baby animals. That's where this is what happens on my feed. For those of you who are on Facebook or Insta or even TikTok, right? They send you suggestions based on what you look at. So my Facebook feed is two things. It's Star Wars and it's animals, all animals of all kinds. So recently it was National Pumpkin Day and I just watched this video of all these different animals eating pumpkins. Well, I love dogs and I'm in the process of hopefully adopting a new one since I lost Penny in February. That was really hard, but working on potentially adopting a new one. And our studio guest, well, Michael's our studio guest, but he comes with a partner. So Michael Duarte of NBCLA, he was here with us last week. People decided that my show was much better with you. I didn't take offense. Don't you worry. They wanted you to become the permanent co-host. I don't think Michael's wanting to move to New York, but he did this time since he had to be here for 3 World Series games. He brought his special companion, Mello. If you have not seen the photos, there are 3 photos now up on my Twix at A-Law Radio. Oh, dope, Facebook, I forgot. I'm going to put them up right now. So 3 photos up on Twix at A-Law Radio. There's another photo up on our show account at Amy After Hours. Pete just had his first interaction with Mello, and we'll put some up on Facebook too. But also, what's your Insta, Mike, if people want to find you?
It's at Michael J. Duarte, the same as my... I try to keep it all copacetic.
Okay. D-U-A-R-T-A. So Michael,
D-U-A-R-T-E.
Spell it out. Oh,
Michael.
Yes, I'm sorry.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L, J, for the mysterious middle name, and then Duarte, ooh. D-U-A-R-T-E. But I want to know what Pete thought of Mello. Pete came in here and got to see Mello. Pete
so pleasant. Made my morning.
Oh, she's staring at me because she knows I still have tweets. Treats, right, Mello?
You also still have tweets.
I still have tweets. Okay, so I'm a little bit distracted by Mello, but guess what? So I still have a couple of more dog T-R-E-A-T-S because Michael J. D-U-A-R-T-E said that I could give her T-R-E-A-T-S. However, I also brought cookies for Michael and for Pete, not so much for Mello, but apparently she likes cookies. So these are ube cookies, the purple ones with they're crinkle cookies and they've got the powdered sugar on top. And I was a little worried that they might be too much for Mello, but nah, she powered through one. She did a bunch of tricks. We did a video. I took a video of her doing tricks. What are some of the favorite tricks? Like when you need her to show off and you want to impress a chick or something, or the flight attendants apparently were all about Mello. So if you're trying to impress someone, whoever it is, so a supermodel or something, what trick would you pull out for Mello?
I mean, I feel like she's impressive enough for when I'm...
Yes, but okay.
You know, if I ever get the opportunity to impress a supermodel, I feel like just her existence alone will help that.
Look at that face. Hi, Bubba.
But to your point... She did the kisses for you,
yes.
Right? That's one that she's trained to learn. That's a good one, I guess, in those situations. But forget those situations. You saw her do the bang bang, and we taught her, in addition to the bang bang play dead, She does the dramatic death like she's in a movie. I don't know if you notice. She's like really hands it up. And then she comes back up and then goes back down again. That's a good one. The buttons I told you about, the buttons. She has several buttons around the house. One she hits when she wants food. One she hits when she wants to go outside. One she hits when she wants to play. One for a treat. And there's one for our parrot Taco when she is afraid of him and like, hey, he's on the loose. Go get him.
No
Taco,
way.
Taco, Taco.
She has a button to go get Taco?
To warn me that Taco's on the loose because he'll go after her and me. And she doesn't like that. Taco likes to...
Taco's like a dragon. To torment Mello.
He's like a dragon from Game of Thrones. He will absolutely torment anyone around him. If I say Dracarys, he will
Mello.
Just attack you.
Would you lose a fight with Taco?
She's a lover, not a fighter. She would never
she
fight.
She looks like that.
And the last thing that I would say is...
She likes Uber.
We talked about Panther. I'll try to find a picture of her and Panther. I mean, we've traveled, and sometimes I do... If I'm road tripping, I'll bring Panther. If I'm on a plane, I won't bring Panther because it's about... Almost her size.
Apparently her favorite toy is life size. Panther is her stuffed toy, but it's as big as her.
So when I was crate training her, and dog owners around here who've crate trained their dogs when they're puppies know this, you leave them in the first couple of days, you leave them alone in the crate, and they're crying, and they're sad, and they're scared. And so I felt terrible. And so I put this stuffed panther I had in there with her to try to give her some comfort and a companion. And it worked, but now this has been her best friend since she was a puppy and since I first brought her home in the crate. And so when we road trip, if we're going to spring training in February and March for the Dodgers, I'll bring Panther. If we're going to a Super Bowl or something that's driving distance, Las Vegas, for example, I'll bring Panther. San Diego, I'll bring Panther.
Panther is a world traveler.
I have some photos of Mello in a bed at a hotel with Panther. But so I taught her that when I say, who's your best friend? So what I do is I say, where's Michael? And she'll come up and she'll hit me with her paw. And I'll say, where's Amy? And she'll come up to Amy and she'll hit her with the paw. I'll say, where's Panther? And she'll go over and hit Panther with her paw. And then when I say, now, who's your best friend? And I'll say, it's me, right? She'll run over to Panther and hit Panther with her paw, therefore rejecting me and making me feel terrible. But it's all part of the trick I taught her.
I'm going to take more videos of you, Mello. I hope you don't mind. You're my favorite kind of supermodel. She wants to lay down in the chair, but I'm not. Think she?
She can.
Feels like she might fall
There's
over.
There's a request to put her on the mic, so I'm going to do that. While
okay,
you
ready? She's backing away from the mic. That's a smart dog. Look at her. She's turning her head. Mello, don't you want a treat? Here, me hold it, and you. What's this, Mello? Mello, she's scared of the mic.
She don't want to be on the mic.
No.
She like loves cameras,
my husband, who has wants something to do with the mic. But still, here, you can have a piece because ube cookies are yummy. There you go. Have some ube cookie. Oh, do you need me to?
No, she won't. Yeah, she won't do it off the desk because I've trained her not to do that.
Oh, smart. Mello likes ube. Wait till I tell my sister-in-law that her homemade cookies went to the dog. She'll be thrilled.
To your sister-in-law, these are amazing. You did such a phenomenal job. I really like ube. I had ube ice cream recently at this... this Thai night market in Los Angeles in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's over by Capitol Records, if you guys are listening in LA. And I had the ube ice cream. It was amazing. But I cook yams for her all the time and sweet potato.
Come on.
And so this is great for her.
She all right. What's her favorite food?
Oh, that's a great question. She is such a garbage disposal that...
And she never gets sick?
Literally anything.
Wow.
Now, Taco's a little easier. Taco loves In-N-Out French fries. That
Taco's
is like
the parrot.
By far his favorite food. And he also loves anything noodles.
You take Taco to In-N-Out?
No, but I bring back the prize for him. I take her to In-N-Out.
Taco doesn't go on road trips?
I get her those dog patties. You ever had the dog patties In-N-Out?
No.
They're saltless, greaseless.
Oh, wow.
And they make them. Yeah, it's on the menu. And they're only 99 cents. So sometimes if we're on a road trip, I'll be like, this is your dinner, some dog patties and veggies.
I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by Mello. All right. So we're going to like talk about baseball and stuff just because. But if you haven't seen the photos, seriously, I swear, next break, I'll put them up on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, at A-Law Radio already. And then you can find Mike at Michael J. Duarte on either Insta or on Twix because he's there as well. I got so excited about the first photo. I didn't even tell you who she was. She belongs to Mike. But we're missing Panther. So... I'm worried she's going to fall out of that chair. Also, if you missed it, Pete, did you know that Tuesday was National Cat Day?
I saw that.
I shared a photo of my cat, Sugar, because it was National Cat Day. So you guys can decide. You can go to my feed and you can decide who is better looking. But actually, they share the same colors, Mello and Sugar. So Sugar, she's the queen of the house. And even before there was a husband and another dog, actually, even before there was any dogs, she was the queen of the house. And so Sugar sleeps where she wants. She does not care if it's technically the dog bed. She sleeps wherever she wants. And I can imagine that she and Mello would get along just fine because Mello is Mello. So I'll retweet that now, too. I did put that one up on Facebook if you'd like to see a photo of Sugar. Sugar made her radio debut during the pandemic. If you weren't listening to us back then, I was working from home, and the cat would get up on the chair and then perch herself on the arm. And my cat has this, I don't know if you could call it a trick, because who teaches a cat a trick? But my cat has this compulsion where if you say her name, she meows back at you. She's very chatty. My mom says I deserve that. So she's very chatty. She's very vocal. And we did this whole bit. It was not planned because, again, Sugar doesn't do tricks. But she was sitting next to me on the arm of the chair. And for 30 seconds, this is what you heard. Sugar, meow. Sugar, meow. Sugar, meow, sugar, meow, for 30 seconds. Pete, it was just one of those mindless things that I'm sure many people were doing during the pandemic. But do you know what I got for 2 years after that? Hey, can we have Sugar back on the radio again? It's the best thing we did during the pandemic. So I don't know if Mello speaks or not. So Sugar's got her in that regard. But Mello is definitely more functional and does better tricks. And is awesome. So check those out at A-Law Radio again and at Amy After Hours. And also you can find Mike on his social. And I swear, Facebookers, I won't leave you alone. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours on our Hump Show, which means you get to ask Amy anything, certainly about dogs. Or you can ask Mello because she's more interesting. So you can send your questions. Producer Pete is not only looking for your questions for this edition of the show, but is also looking for your questions that we will have on a future, in the very near future, video version of Ask Amy Anything. It's the first one Pete and I have done. So we will do that. And Pete's going to be on camera for the first time since we started working together. October is so insane. I'll just be honest. I was rooting for a short series simply because I want baseball to be over at this point. But I know it, my competitive and my dramatic instincts will kick in. And then if we get to close to a game seven, I'll be excited. But for purposes now of just wanting to have one evening a week without sports, I was sort of rooting for a sweep. But the Yankees fought back, and to see their bats wake up after the Anthony Volpe Grand Slam. So Michael is going to give us the Dodgers perspective. I still say all the pressure is on the Yankees. They know it as well as everybody else, right? They won a game, but no team in 24 tries has ever come back from an 0-3 deficit in a seven-game baseball playoff series. And in the World Series, it's happened 24 times that a team has started out 3-0. And what were the numbers? Only before tonight, only four times had a team ever actually forced a fifth game.
Correct.
Right. Nope. So most of them have ended. Yeah, most of them have ended in sweeps. None of them have ever gone to a six or a seventh game, as Michael points out. So it's a little unexpected, maybe, but not if you know the Yankees. This is their home. They fought back. They've got big bats. All that's great. Interestingly enough, Dave Roberts went with a bullpen start and didn't go with maybe some of his better relievers. Michael, how come?
Well, I think that the Dodgers... So this was a conversation we were having in the press box, Amy, mm-hmm. during game three. It was, if Walker Buehler gives you a great start and you have a lead, but it's not four or more, it's three or less, so a save situation, does Dave Roberts go to his high leverage relievers, his best guys, the Michael Kopechs, the Alex Vesias, Bruiser Gratterall, Blake Treinen, etc., and does he try to win this game and go up 3-0, and then once you're up 3-0, knowing you have a bullpen game tomorrow and you went with all these high leverage guys in game three, you go with the low leverage guys, see what happens, but no matter what, you're up 3-0, you just have to win one game in four.
Gotcha.
Some people were like, no, you have to rest the pen. And I was like, no, you have to win the game that you're in the lead and take care of business when you have it in front of you. And that's what he chose to do. Soon as they announced the starter for game four, which is about 3 hours before the game, I was driving to Yankee Stadium when I got the alert that it was Ben Kasparius. Ben Kasparius, who is a rookie who has had no more than 13 innings pitched in the entire big leagues in his entire career.
Wow, what a moment for him.
Correct. And this is a guy that wasn't even on the NLDS roster. He was only put on when Alex Vesia got hurt with an oblique injury in that series against the Padres. He's only on there for mop-up duty, I'm sorry. And he knows that, and I talked to him about it after
the
game.
Still, somebody's got
to
do it. And so I would take the work.
So is Brent Honeywell. Look, Brent Honeywell came in and did an honorable job in Game 5 at Citi Field in a blowout and gave him almost five full innings so that they could rest all the bullpen. And Max Muncy told him, as soon as he came in from the dugout, you just won us Game 6. And essentially, that's what happened tonight, Amy. When they announced that they were going to start Ben Kasperius, they're saying, look, we're going to see what happens. If we score early, take a big lead, I'll pivot and I'll go to my high-leverage guys and we'll end the series tonight. And even though they've pitched a couple days in a row, three of the last 4 days, doesn't matter. We have a chance to win the World Series and close it out and do the sweep. But if Ben Kasperius pitches the way we think he's going to pitch, well, you can put in Landon Knack and Brent Honeywell behind him, our lowest of low-leverage guys, the guys that are the 24th, 25th, 26th man on the roster. And we will have everybody fresh, healthy, rested, and ready to go for Game 5 when you'll probably need those guys. And plus, you don't have to worry about having a bullpen game down the road. And so, and also, Amy, I wouldn't be surprised if Evan Phillips, who's not on the World Series roster with a little bit of a dead arm, if he's feeling better, he told me he thought he would be on this roster. If maybe one of the three guys we saw pitch tonight is injured and Phillips can be added back on for the remaining games, I wouldn't be surprised to see that. If that were the case. And so I knew when they announced it that essentially the Dodgers were punting Game 4 of the World Series. And I'm shocked that you would do that. But they waved the white flag early. And Landon, and look, I didn't think Ben Kasperius pitched bad. He only gave up one run. He had a 2-1 lead. It was Daniel Hudson
that gave up the
grand slam by leaving a slider that he said to me after the game slipped out of his hand and just kind of hung there for Volpe. And he was hoping it wasn't going to go out. But of course it did. That kind of did them in, but I thought Landon Knack did an admirable job. But again, these are guys that are low-leverage guys you don't see pitch, but what they did tonight was make sure that all of their six or seven high-leverage guys, especially Blake Treinen, who got up and warmed up last night in Game 3 but didn't end up throwing,
right,
are all online, rested, and ready to go. And meanwhile, the Yankees, they have used all these guys, Holmes, Weaver, Hill, every single game in this series, it seems,
right,
like.
Right, because they're in crisis mode.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that taxing is going to wear up to you the longer this series goes. And I give the Yankees a shot in Game 5. You have the best pitcher in this whole series, the reigning American League Cy Young winner for another week or so in Garrett Cole pitching. And I think they have the odds are in their favor for Game 5. But after that, when it goes to Yamamoto and Walker Buehler against the 2 and 3, Rodon and Schmidt again, I think the odds then favor the Dodgers, especially if it does go back to LA for 6.
Michael referencing what Dave Roberts had to say after the game about the health of his pen heading into game number 5.
It's about, the guys that you have available. Some of those guys they're all rested. So we have guys that can do up, down. So where we're at with tomorrow, knowing there's an off day behind that, we're in a great spot with leverage relievers.
So the interesting, though, because the starting matchup, if you go back to the beginning, Jack Flaherty, Garrett Cole, this is where we were in game number 1, and obviously it went all the way to an extra inning. And so the starters, I don't want to say they didn't factor in, but they didn't factor in the decision. And you've got guys who will be really confident in what Garrett Cole can give them. That's the Yankees clubhouse, and will feel like they're maybe not back to even, but at least on equal footing in this particular game. And Flaherty, while he pitched well in game number 1, he's had at least one blow-up game in the postseason. It's interesting, though, to think back to the Padres series, because that was the one where I wondered about the Dodgers pitching and how long it would last. And here they are, and throwing bullpen games in the World Series, and it's okay. I mean, that's what it's like to have the upper hand and have the leverage.
Well, thankfully, by defeating the Mets in 6, they only needed to have one bullpen game this series, so they can literally go, if this were to go 7, 6 of their starters, they have 3 of them, and then just one bullpen game that we saw in Game 4. And again, this was not the same bullpen game formula that they used when they were down 2-1 facing elimination against the Padres in the LDS in Game 4. In that game, it was Ryan Brazier as the starter, Michael Kopech in the second inning, who was the closer for the last month and a half for the Dodgers, Those were all high leverage relievers, like a conveyor belt, one after another, until they built an 8-0 lead. Then you could go to the low leverage guys. Tonight they went straight to the low leverage guys and kept running the low leverage guys out to keep everybody ready to go for you know however long this series goes. And what I would say, Amy, is what's going to be fascinating in this Game 5 matchup between Flaherty and Gerrit Cole. You mentioned it. Flaherty's bad game, as you called it, was in New York at Citi Field, Game 5 against the Mets. He gave up 8 runs. In that game, similarly, Dave Roberts decided with a bullpen game looming, that he was going to let Flaherty fall on the sword as such, not pull him early. Let him give him as much
preserve the bullpen.
Outs and length as he could to preserve the bullpen. Mm-hmm. In this case, he doesn't have to worry about that. If Flaherty's bad, he can pull him right away. His guys are rested and ready to go. Keep him in the game. Try to win this game and end it in Game 5. But what I would say is, because Gerrit Cole, if you look at him, he started with not a great game against the Royals. Then he had a really good game. And then he struggled a little bit against the Guardians. And he had a great game in Game 1. I'm just going to go out there and say, if Gerrit Cole lasts 5 innings or less in Game 5, the Dodgers will win.
Interesting.
If Gerrit Cole can go 7 innings or more, the Yankees will win. And I think that's going to be a telltale sign in Game 5.
Well, I think a telltale sign is going to be whether or not Freddie Freeman hits a home run in the 7th game in a row in the World Series. If he gets to Gerrit Cole again, could you imagine? Just, wow, what a run he's on. But also, it's hard not to root for Freddie Freeman. He's such a great guy from what we know of him. About his dad, his grandfather, his family, obviously has a small child. And I haven't heard an update, but I'm assuming that everything's okay there.
Yeah,
had to
Max.
Take some time away for his son earlier in the season and was so appreciative of the fans and the Dodgers who welcomed him back. I mean, he's class act, but also really likable. He comes across as more of a kind of a nerdy guy, not like your cool guy that would belong in L.A. I know that's a stereotype, but, you know, the Joe Cool. He just is so relatable and wears his emotions on his sleeve, which I think a lot of people can identify with. All right, great. So we're talking baseball, maybe a little more of the reaction, but really it was the Anthony Volpe grand slam that opened everything up. And the Dodgers, at this point, can close it out in the Bronx, or if not, they end up getting back to LA. Just, this is from your perspective, knowing them and knowing the guys, would they rather close it out, or do you think they'd be okay with it going to LA just for the idea of being able to celebrate with fans, since in 2020, they were in Texas?
So this is interesting. I've seen both sides for fans. I think fans are so angry that Yankees fans rooted and cheered and celebrated when Shohei Ohtani got hurt in Game 2. Now this situation with Austin.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Austin Capobianco interfering with Mookie's glove, which, by the way, he was told, Austin Capobianco, he can come back for game five.
Stop it.
Because they are season ticket holders. Oh, so they will be back in those same seats in that same area.
Wow.
For game five, which will be interesting.
That's crazy.
So they want, a lot of Dodgers fans want them to win in five and make
Stick
the Yankees
the
fans
Yankees.
Sad and
yeah.
win on this historic stage. I think some mm-hmm. of the Dodgers players innately would too. I also think they'd want to go home. Either way, the fans would be ready for a parade. And to me, this World Series is over. It's as inevitable as a Freddie Freeman home run.
Now, see,
in a
if you
World
believe
Series
in superstitions,
game.
If you believe in. I don't.
I'm confident. I thought this would be a loss. I always did. I think game five could also be a loss. But I think when you go home to LA in your home turf, a chance to win the World Series at home. You have, in my opinion, their two best starters in the postseason this year with Yamamoto and Buehler lined up. It just favors them. And here's the thing. The narrative, Amy, you're going to see it on SportsCenter and all the highlights MLB Network, is that the Yankees' bats awoke. You know, they're back. Finally, the best offense in baseball is performing at the best offense in baseball. Volpe, Wells, everyone homers. But as every MLB player has always told me, momentum is only as good as the next day's starting pitcher.
True. Momentum is fleeting in sports.
Correct.
It's especially, there, and then it's gone.
Especially in baseball. And so these, and you saw it with the Padres. They had a blowout game against Buehler in game three, and they never had a run again for the last two games. So that's momentum, the fickle beast, as you described it and as I just mentioned. So if Jack Flaherty is on tomorrow, it doesn't matter that they scored 11 runs in game four tonight. It really doesn't. It's just how you perform the next day. The one thing I'll say, though, is Aaron Judge has been struggling, pressing so much, trying to do what he did in the regular season and replicate that. He got one hit at the very end against Brett Honeywell, and kind of like a basketball player who can't find the bottom and just needs to make a free throw and see the ball go through the net.
You wonder.
I'm wondering if that hit for Aaron Judge releases something for him and helps him and maybe stops him from pressing so much. But the last thing I'll say is, if you're the Yankees and you didn't do this against Ben Kasparius, Brett Honeywell Jr., and Landon Knack, and no disrespect to those guys, but if you can't hit those guys, then you shouldn't even belong on the field in the same time with the Dodgers. So the fact that they did their job, they got to low leverage guys, they took care of business, as they say. They held court tonight in game four. Different ball game with Jack Flaherty and all of their best relievers ready to go in game five.
We'll hear a little bit about game five, but also Dave Roberts talking about Ohtani, and it's not all sunshine and roses. It's clear that he's still dealing with some pain, but maybe even disguising or keeping it to himself from his manager, because you hear Dave Roberts' answer, and it's clear that they're going to let Ohtani deal with it if he chooses to deal with the pain from the dislocated shoulder. I'm trying so hard to pay attention to Michael. I am paying attention to Michael. I'm just not looking at him.
She's not.
Because there's a dog in between us, and Mello is just so much fun. Does Mello need some water? Let's go get Mello some water.
Next 5-minute break, we can see if she wants some water.
Okay, get some water for her. Pete, is this the best show we've ever done since we started working together, because there's a dog here?
I'm entrenched with the dog, too, so yes.
Speaking of show, I watched Shohei Ohtani get dressed and do everything tonight in the clubhouse. I think the shoulder's fine.
Oh, no issues?
No, and here's the thing.
He was wearing a sling last time. Hold that thought. We're so late, and then you can tell us about what you saw with Shohei. Last time Mike was here, we found out Shohei takes his bed on road trips, so at least he has his bed now that he's dealing with a dislocated shoulder. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We have, a whole cast and crew of thousands in the studio right now. So producer Pete is on the other side of the double pane glass, but he's enamored of Mello. He may play it cool, but he's all smiley over Mello. He actually decided he would walk back into his control room because he said if he spent too much time with Mello, he would cave and adopt five Mellos.
That's right.
Or five puppies. So we just took Mello down the hall to get some water, and she's running up and down. She met Eddie, who works on our New York affiliate and is in this morning to get ready for their early morning show. I feel as though I haven't paid a lick of attention to really anything else going on. Here's the telltale. Usually by this point in the show, so 90 minutes in, my iced coffee is gone because I need it to survive. Oh, no. Mello and having a dog in studio gives me great joy that my coffee has barely been touched. No, seriously, that never happens except for when I'm really excited. So Marco is here in studio, too, and then Michael Duarte of NBC LA. Well, I mean, we're going to need to make this a regular thing, except that the World Series is almost over and not coming back to New York, regardless of what happens. And so you could just leave her here if you want. You could send Panther. She could stay. She could stay here. She's got her own chair.
She's going to get water.
Yep. She went to get some water. So that was fun. We fed her ube cookies and treats, but apparently she likes people food better.
I got to be fair. I don't know what ube cookies are. I'm assuming they're just like dog food treats kind of things.
No, it's like a Japanese yam.
Yeah. This is all the rage, like for the cool people. When we were in Hawaii, it was ube everything. My husband and I. It's like a purple jam, but it's made from yams. And you use the jam then to make the cookies. It's supposed to be healthier. Yeah, they're really good.
So one thing I'll say is that the travel day, if there is a game six between 5 and 6, is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And so technically, I get Halloween off. And so I've been growing my hair for the last couple months because I want to go as Carmi from The Bear for Halloween. Yes, chef.
Okay.
And I want Mello to be Sid. His like
we need
sous chef.
We need a photo
on
of these
show.
Too, so we
I
can
will
understand.
Send you that. Okay. So we already have the costumes. They're all sitting on my kitchen table at home in Los Angeles. And the plan is to like land. Hopefully, I don't have to go to a workout at Dodger Stadium. Put the costumes on, and we're going to go to the West Hollywood Halloween Parade. And nice. Mello and I are going to be the cast of The Bear.
So just out of curiosity, when is your flight? Do you guys get any sleep after
6 or 7 in the morning?
Oh man,
I think like. I mean, we'll be heading to the airport 24 hours from now. So,
if it's, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that it's actually a World Series celebration, if the Dodgers close it out, you might be going straight to the airport from the time.
I hope I don't get stopped by TSA because I'll be smelling like a frat house.
Right, if there's a celebration. Yeah. Any idea what kind of preparations they'd made? So I assume tonight they had to have champagne/ alcohol on ice and ready.
Yeah.
Do they actually get the clubhouse ready or they wait until they get much later in the game?
Yeah, I think it was much later in the game because I saw the clubhouse. There's a lot of couches and chairs and coffee tables in there that I'm assuming would all be removed and put somewhere safely. They looked the exact same place they were after game 3. So I don't think they started that at all. But yeah, there was definitely champagne and beer and the trophy was in the house, I'm sure. Everything was on ice. Hopefully he doesn't have to travel. We'll see. I know Marco doesn't want to hear that for game 5.
No, I don't.
And I honestly, that's a very small visitor's clubhouse at Yankee Stadium. So we're going to be like crammed in there like sardines if the celebration happens. But as far as preparations, that's the preparations going on in New York, which obviously can all shift to L.A. I was told if they can wrap it up here in New York, they're ready for a parade down Vince Scully Avenue Friday. And then if it does come back to Los Angeles and... Yeah, again, you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but if they were to win it in 6 or 7 at Dodger Stadium, then the parade would get moved to Monday, the day before Election Day. It's just crazy.
I just want you to know that your dog is underneath the console, and I'm probably picking up crumbs because many guys eat in here. I am neat, and I pick up after myself, but there's a lot of guys in here who just eat, and I'll come in after, and there'll be crumbs and all that kind of stuff. So I can imagine that she is eating stuff off the floor. Or just wandering around sniffing things.
Yeah, just be careful because I don't think they get a chance to vacuum this place all that often. That's the only thing I would be concerned about.
Okay, so coming up an hour from now, we've got Ask Amy Anything. She's just wandering around. We'll see if we can share some more photos because Michael has got some more of the Halloween costume that she's going to be wearing and stuff. And it was also National Cat Day. So now on my account at A-Law Radio, you've got Sugar the Cat. You've got Mello the Dog, who is our in-studio guest, first one ever. Right now, she's just making herself comfortable, which is terrific. She was running up and down the hallway. Good thing that the bosses will not be in early just because it's World Series. So they're out late at Yankee Stadium and no one's going to be around. And Marco, he's enamored of Mello as well. And so, of course, you are not going to say a word.
I can't. You know what? Seriously, I'm not even doing this again. You've been calling me a rat for like a week and a half. I'm not doing this.
I'm poking the bear. I'm just poking the bear.
I mean, you've known me for over a decade.
I know. 12 years, actually. Oh, what are we doing? We're old. I think you have more gray hair than I do since we first started. Because you never sleep.
I can guarantee that, yes. Shockingly, I still have hair. That's
Marco will keep, you're Italian, you still have hair, yes. Marco will keep our secret. Pete, we're all in cahoots here. But don't you worry, I'll take the fall. If anything comes down hard, I'll take
the fall. No, apparently not. You're ready to throw me right under the bus.
No.
And then claim that I was the rat.
Mello's
when I
worth
find
it.
Out about it next week.
Mello's worth it.
Love
all
that,
right.
I love that's a big secret when we're on the radio.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, right. No one's listening, right?
Right. No, we didn't have a boss here about an hour and a half ago.
An hour and a half ago he was here?
Yeah.
Which one?
Olivero.
Big.
About 1:30.
Here?
Went to the Yankee game. Came back. Probably had to pick something up or drop something off. Yeah.
Wow. On this floor?
Yeah, I saw him. He was down on Pete. You seen too?
He just missed Mello.
Said hello.
Because Mello came in the building around 1:55 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, I saw him from afar. I didn't even get a chance to say hello to him. I saw him from a distance.
I bet he didn't want to talk to anyone.
I would imagine he wanted to go home. Yes. It was after one.
Wow. Not just our PD, but the actual big boss. Oh, thank heavens.
I could have passed him.
No, thank heavens.
No, I was in the parking of the street over here your studio, putting her vest on, putting the leash on, getting my stuff out. So I probably were two ships passing in the
night. Wow. Thank you, Lord. So, yes, we could have had this whole thing stopped in its tracks.
I'm pretty sure.
Good thing you were running a little bit late from Yankee Stadium.
I agree with Marco.
Pretty sure it wouldn't have been a problem.
Well, thank you for not saying anything to the big boss.
Right, because that's what I do. That's what I do.
Just teasing.
I'm the rat in the building.
I'm just teasing. Okay, we'll talk about Shohei coming up after, but the photos are going up on our Facebook page now. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Here's our latest sports update. And here's Mello.
Infinity Sports Network. Sports Flash.
And we're sponsored by LinkedIn. Let LinkedIn's deep candidate insights help you find your next Pro Bowl hire today. To post your job for free, go to LinkedIn.com/recruitment. Terms and conditions apply. Yankees with no tomorrow, but able to respond.
Here's the 1-1 to Glaber. A fly ball to deep right. Betts going back. That ball is gone! It's Glaber Day.
Glaber Torres, a huge three-run blast in the eighth to give the Yankees some breathing room, part of a five-run inning as the Yankees pound the Dodgers 11-4. John Sterling, the call, Yankees Radio Network. Anthony Volpe, a grand slam. Austin Wells went deep as the Yankees able to stave off elimination.
Look, we just showed up today ready to play, and, you know, we're trying to get one, you know, and trying to get it to tomorrow. You know, you don't even get ahead of yourself and start thinking about the series.
Mets manager Aaron Boone. Freddie Freeman became the first player in World Series history to homer in the first four games of a series, but L.A. unable to complete the sweep, still lead the series 3-1, Game 5 of the Bronx, Wednesday night. White Sox reportedly going with Will Venable as their next manager. NFL Colts have reportedly benched Anthony Richardson in favor of Joe Flacco. Vikings reportedly land tackle Cam Robinson from the Jaguars for a conditional fifth-round pick. Ravens get wide receiver Deontay Johnson from the Panthers, that for a fifth rounder as well, while the Texans lost to Stephon Diggs for the remainder of the season with a torn ACL. NBA Nuggets trying to rally from 17 down, relying on their MVP.
Murray across the timeline. Three-pointer wins it. Two-pointer forces overtime. Inside the arc over to Jokic. Jokic goes to work. He gets in the paint. Hook shot. Good! 8.8 seconds left to go. Denver ties the ball game up at 125. The final timeout called by Brooklyn.
Nikola Jokic, triple-double, 29, 18 rebounds, 16 assists. Nuggets rally from 17 down, outlast the Nets in overtime, 144-139. Call courtesy Nuggets Radio Network. Rest of your scores, Mavericks handle the T-Wolves, 120-114. Is Kyrie Irving at 35, Luka Doncic, 24. Warriors dismiss the Pelicans, 124-106. And the Kings, they rock the Jazz, 113-96. I'm Marco Belletti.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Our handle is INF Sportsnet. That's INF Sportsnet for our Facebook page. This is the Infinity Sports Network.
Hudson deals. Swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
They beat us. Volpe took a good swing. They took advantage of a couple free passes. They tacked on later. I do think that at bat wise, I think we could have done some things to get in their pen a little bit earlier. But again, at the end of the day, we're still in a pretty good spot, and we feel good. We'll be ready to go tomorrow.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of one, Dave Roberts, manager of the Yankees. You may remember after game number 3, when there were a few reporters who dared to ask him about the only team in baseball history ever to rally from an 0-3 deficit in a best of 7 series. It happened, I cannot believe it was 20 years ago. Oh my gosh. Pete, can you believe it was 20 years ago? I certainly remember exactly where I was. In fact, I covered that 0-4 Red Sox team. Dave Roberts was a midseason acquisition. He was brought in primarily as a specialist on the base paths. And in that particular game, the one in which the series turned around, he had a critical stolen base. And so he refused to talk about it. Wrong guy to ask, not the right time. And I can imagine that's not something he wants to be invoking now because they haven't gotten the job done. And you don't want to give any type of life or ammunition to the Yankees. But he gives credit to Anthony Volpe, the swing against Daniel Hudson.
Daniel.
And then also talks about, you know, the Yankees beat us, but has said their bullpen's in great shape and that they feel good about having Jack Flaherty go in game 5. The one question mark remains Shohei Ohtani, who was on base in this game. He had a hit, right? Had one hit in this game, but doesn't quite look himself. Also had a strikeout. I suppose you could say the same thing about Aaron Judge. Doesn't quite look himself. However, lots of questions persisting about Shohei and his shoulder and whether or not that is affecting him at the plate.
We've asked him many times over, and it's not impeding. He doesn't feel it. I just think it's just the chase. You see it. I mean, there's some big at-bats that, you know, could result in a walk and not taking the base, and chasing is, you know, hasn't been good.
So according to Dave Roberts, they keep asking, and he is fine, and we'll get Michael's opinion on it just because he was there in the clubhouse with the Dodgers before and after. Is it before or just after game number 4? Are you guys allowed early access?
In. Yeah, we're allowed in before, too.
But at the time now, so Dave Roberts is indicating he is chasing. He's not as comfortable as he has been, or certainly not the guy that we saw in the best stretches of his season, in which he was baseball's first ever 50-50 guy with the home runs and the doubles. And we've seen it with runners in scoring position. He was on a stretch, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was 18 of 22 at one point where this is in the playoffs with runners in scoring position. He's leading off, of course. He has not missed a game. He told his team in a group text as they were heading to the plane to fly to New York that he would be out there for game number 3. And so it doesn't appear as though he's in as much pain. Had the sling on before game number 3, was holding onto his jersey to kind of prevent any type of motion. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and Michael Duarte's here in studio with Mello. Facebookers, I finally put the photos up, so now you've got Sugar the Cat and our first ever canine guest who loves ube cookies. But that has nothing to do with the Dodgers. It's just a really interesting note. All right, Mike, so we have 3 minutes before we hit the top of the hour and the computer cuts you off. What do you see with Shohei?
Yeah, so I've been watching him closely inside the locker room, inside the Dodgers clubhouse, as he puts on his clothes, puts on his shirt, gets dressed, picks up his backpack.
I can imagine you and like 100 of your closest friends.
Honestly,
all
no,
watching.
It's not, though.
It's not?
It really is not.
People are not worried about him?
If they can't talk to him, they just kind of leave him alone. But I'm more like, I got
observe.
Eyes on him, I want to see
yes.
him. I'm trying to observe. And I've seen him come into the ballpark now as well. And I'm just trying to look if there's any impediment, like you say. Is he favoring one arm? Is he only carrying heavy stuff or his backpack with his right arm and right shoulder and not the left? And I haven't seen anything. He looks 100%. We don't want to say normal because we don't know what's going on there, but fine to me. Now, we know the images came up clean. And the biggest thing I want to say about this is a, like, the shoulder popped out. They call it a subluxation. This happened to Cody Bellinger, NLCS Game 7 in 2020 inside the bubble in Texas. And then he homered Game 1 of the World Series after they popped it back in. It actually happened to Cody Bellinger several times. I think it also in 2017 when he was playing first base and diving. And they popped it back in. He played in the
once
same
game. Once it happens,
game.
Apparently it's more likely to happen. You know,
correct. That's what I heard as well.
It can be looser. Yeah.
And then as it continues to happen, there's like here inside the shoulder is a labrum, right? And that can get torn when it continues to happen.
because it's right there between like the ball and the socket. Mm-hmm. As long as the rotator cuff is fine, there's no fractures, you're fine. And you can play with it. And Cody told me it was kind of a pain tolerance thing. It bugged him a little bit in the World Series, but obviously didn't affect his swing, didn't affect his power as far as game one is concerned. And that was his right shoulder, which if you're a left-handed hitter, is all part of that motion here. You really need it to be tight, and he still didn't affect him. He homered with it. So I really don't think it's bothering Shohei the way we think it is. I think what's going on with Shohei is he's kind of trying a little too hard, maybe pressing a little much. He swung at ball four tonight at one point outside the zone, so he's chasing, and that should have been a walk for Shohei and just kind of set the table for everybody else. So that's what I'm seeing. And last thing I'll say is I talked to Tommy Edman after the game. He had the same thing happen to him in high school. Popped his shoulder out, popped it back in, continued to play the rest of the year. And he got surgery after that season because he was going to go to college. Cody Bellinger got surgery after that 2020 season. So if it continues to happen with Shohei and he has to get surgery, that's a different thing. But I think now it's not bothering him as much as people think.
Good. Glad to hear that. And don't want him to be in pain. Though I did notice this, like you, I'm observing, after he scored with the Freddie Freeman home run in game three, he was only holding up his right arm to do high fives in the dugout. And so it looks like he's protecting it a little, even if it's not giving him a ton of pain, just trying to be careful if he doesn't have to have it be bent or have the impact.
He's been wearing pregame is just cautionary.
Cautionary. All right, we're 2 hours in. It's our hump show next hour. You get to ask Amy anything, so send your questions at Amy After Hours, at A-Law Radio on our Facebook page, and there's photos of Mello. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.